From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A powerful bomb went off near a crowded Sufi shrine in a remote region of Pakistan's southwest Balochistan province Saturday, and local officials say it killed at least 20 people and wounded more than 30 others. The death toll is expected to rise, and local reports say hundreds of people were present when the explosion occurred, at the time about 100 kilometers from Hub. The victims include women and children, and witnesses say there is no local hospital or medical facility to treat those wounded. That means rescue teams will take hours to reach the scene. Some shrine visitors are relying on their personal vehicles to transport the wounded and dead. A suspected Taliban suicide bomber blew himself up inside the U.S. military-run Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan Saturday morning, killing four Americans and wounding 16 American servicemen and one Polish soldier. A statement from Defense Secretary Ash Carter said the apparent suicide bomber killed two American soldiers and two American contractors working on the base. Afghan media sources say the attack occurred just outside the dining hall at the facility. The bomber was disguised as a laborer at the airbase located north of Kabul. EU Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker says U.S. President-elect Donald Trump poses risk for the relationship between the European Union and the United States. Speaking to students at a conference in Luxembourg, Juncker said that Trump must get up to speed on how Europe works and in order to avoid wasted time when he assumes the presidency in January. And Juncker reminded his audience that Trump had at one point called on NATO into question because of the border policies of some European countries. This is VOA News. Protests against U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's victory are continuing throughout the United States. Some turned violent this Saturday, including one incident in Portland, Oregon, where one person was shot in the leg, and police used tear gas and flashbang grenades on protesters who were said to be throwing burning projectiles at officers. Other protests have occurred or are planned around the nation. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump continues to put his transition team together, with Vice President-elect Mike Pence now heading the operations. In addition, three of Trump's adult children, Don Jr., Eric and Ivanka, are on the Transition Executive Committee, along with Jared Kushner, Ivanka's husband. Kushner played a significant role in Trump's campaign and was spotted at the White House on Thursday, meeting with President Obama's chief of staff. The children's inclusion raises questions about the role the Trump family will play in the White House, as well as Trump's ability to sever ties between the administration and the sprawling family business. Hundreds of thousands of demonstrators in Seoul staged a mass rally Saturday to demand the ouster of President Park Geun-hye. At least 250,000 people attended the rally, making it the largest demonstration in the capital in many years. The protest is the latest in a series demanding Park's resignation over a corruption scandal that has crippled her administration. The investigation into a multi-million dollar influence peddling scheme allegedly organized by the president's longtime friend, Choi Soon-sil, has shattered Park's carefully crafted political image as an incorruptible leader. The European Commission has announced it will provide emergency aid to help those affected by the South Sudan crisis, both within and outside the country. The European Commissioner for Humanitarian Aid, Christos Stylianides, spoke while visiting Bidibidi refugee camp in Uganda.
We allocate today 78 million euros of assistance to help the region deal with the South Sudan crisis. 30 million specifically will go to Uganda in humanitarian field alone.
And Uganda has one of the highest refugee populations in the world. The Bidibidi settlement was built recently to host the rapidly increasing numbers of refugees coming from South Sudan. Russia's security service says that it has arrested 10 people who were preparing terrorist attacks in Moscow and St. Petersburg and who had contacts with the Islamic State group. The security service, known by its acronym FSB, said those arrested were from Central Asian countries. The FSB has said homemade bombs and firearms were seized in the Saturday arrest, and the suspects admitted to having contact with the Islamic State group. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.